D.A. Rice was at the Capitol for the third private meeting of Governor Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission. She says several subpoenas have been issued, but they have to be kept secret for now so that the ongoing investigations won't be jeopardized.
It's important for the public to know that we are, in fact, issuing subpoenas. The subject matter of them will be made public at a certain point, as long as it doesn't affect the integrity of the investigation. I think most people understand.
Part of the group's mission is to probe campaign finance records at the State Board of Elections. It has failed to even appoint a staff investigator for the past couple of years, and the commission would then recommend reforms. Rice says so far all of the subpoenas are for documents. No individuals are being compelled to testify before the commission at this point. The Nassau County DA says the commission may also be sending out more letters asking various entities to preserve all documents in anticipation of a probe. Letters have already been sent to the State Board of Elections and the State Ethics Commission asking them to keep all of their paperwork. Rice says she won't prejudge whether any criminal acts have been committed, but she says there are currently many legal ways to get around New York's campaign finance law limits that should be outlawed. She says the fuzzy ethical climate has led to the recent wave of arrests of state lawmakers.
You look at the paper, and it seems like every other day you see another elected official being hauled out of their home in handcuffs. I think people can get that, and you can say, oh, it's just a couple of bad apples. But what we're looking into is it just a couple of bad apples, or is it actually the vine that is corrupt? And is it the political system itself that is the problem?
To that end, the government reform group Common Cause has some suggestions of how to improve the system. They've been holding what they call Moreland Mondays. The group Susan Lerner says each week they've been highlighting an example of loopholes in the laws that allow donors to give many times the legal limit to candidates.
A lot of what we research at Common Cause has to do with legal abuses of the money in politics situation.
This week, Common Cause focused on the real estate industry. They found that some real estate developers use limited liability companies, or LLCs, which are legal, to exceed the limit of $150,000 in donations for each individual, and instead some gave over $1 million in contributions. She says even though many of the real estate laws affect New York City, like rent regulations, the developers gave large sums to state senators upstate and on Long Island.
And that, to us, is troubling and raises questions about the way in which our campaign finance system encourages special interests to use campaign contributions to gain access and influence on public policy.
District Attorney Rice says the Moreland Commission has already announced 3 public hearings and plans to add even more this fall. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.